Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
We are here to praise you, lift our hearts and sing. We are here to give you the best that we can bring.
May the fragrance of Jesus fill this hour as we come and worship Him together here in a call to worship. Heavenly Father, we do come into Your presence in the name of Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world because of His shed blood on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Father, for forgiving us of all of our sins, which are many. Thank you for taking care of the penalty by dying for us in our place, for being a substitute sacrifice for us, paying a penalty that we were not capable of paying by ourselves. Father, thank you for your Holy Spirit that indwells us and directs us and guides our lives. Thank you, Father, for your Holy Word that we can meditate upon, we can study, and we can learn more about you by reading. Father, forgive us for those days that we get so busy, Lord, that we neglect your Word. We neglect spending that time with you that is needed for our growth spiritually, Lord. Father, I pray that this hour might be one of those hours where we can feel your presence in a real new way. As we talk about meditating on your Word and studying your Word, and as we sing songs of praise and adoration, and we think about what Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary. Father, I pray that this will be a very special hour, a special time just between us, that we may worship you and praise your holy name. Thank you, Father, for your presence in our lives. Thank you for your Holy Spirit again. And thank you for the opportunity we have today of worshiping you here on A Call to Worship.
To the Holy of Holies.
We bless your name, O Lord. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. In just a moment or so, I'm going to share with you the 19th Psalm. And now let me share with you Psalm 19, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then will I be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Let the words of my mouth side.
trip on a plane the other day, wishing that I could get out. When the man next to me saw the book in my hand and asked me what it was about, I settled back at my seat, a bestseller essay, a history and mystery in one. And then I opened the book and began to read from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Angels gathered round him underneath the stars, singing praises to the great I Am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, made the blind to see again. And for the first time here on earth, we learned that God could be a friend. Though he never ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. And then he walked down the road, died on a cross. That was the end of the beginning. Not a new book, that's the Bible, he said, and I've heard it all before. I tried religion, it's shame and guilt, and I don't need it anymore. It's superstition and made-up tales, just to help the weak to survive. I said, I'll read it again, my friend, listen closely, this is gonna change your life. He was born of a virgin one holy night in the little town of Bethlehem. Angels gathered round him underneath the stars, singing praises to the great I Am. He walked on the water, healed the lame, and made the blind to see again. And for the first time here on earth, we learned that God could be a friend. And though he never ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. And then he walked down the road and died on the cross. That was the end of the beginning. Beginning, he said with a smile, what more can there be? He's dead. They hung him and put nails in his hands, a crown of thorns on his head. I said, I'll read it again, oh, but this time there's more, and I believe this is true. His death wasn't the end, but the beginning of life, conceded in you. And for the first time here on earth, we learned that God could be a friend. And though he never ever did a single thing wrong, the angry crowd chose him. And then he walked and he died 3 days later. You
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. Right now in the background, it's the David Clanzett Orchestra, Greg Buchanan at the harp, and a medley of songs including Jesus, Lord to Me, Was It a Morning Like This, and Glorious Morning. Coming up a little later on our broadcast today, we'll be talking about a threefold chord. I begin my quiet time with a reading of Scripture, then through the revelation of His Word by the illumination of the Holy Spirit. I have come to realize that my thirst is quenched as I spend time meditating on the Word of God. Now, meditation is not mystical. Rather, it is the extremely practical and nourishing exercise of pondering and thinking about what God is saying through His Word. Then, after reading and meditating on the Scriptures, I turn to the Lord in prayer. I am amazed at how much I have to pray about. My time of meditation is like a greenhouse for prayer. If I read but don't meditate, my prayer life is shallow. If I read and meditate but don't pray, then I don't have the pleasure of talking with my Savior. Read, meditate, and pray. The threefold chord of my time together with the Lord and the peace of God that comes from personal encounters with Him will abound. Coming up later in our program, we'll be sharing this wonderful devotional by Dr. Charles Stanley from his book called A Touch of His Peace. Speaking about reading and meditating, I have a wonderful gift I'd like to send to you if you write to us and send a gift for the ministry of Call to Worship. It's a little booklet called A Minute a Day, Instant Inspiration for the Busy Life, written by David Jeremiah. This little booklet is about 130 pages. Each page has a short devotional, and it's a booklet I think you will enjoy. It's my gift to you for your gift for the ministry of Call to Worship. And if you write this month, we'll be sending a copy out to you. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. There's a spot right there on the website you can give, and there's other things about Call to Worship available on that website. So check us out, won't you? www.calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address, Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Now let's get back to the song in the background with David Clydesdale's orchestra and Greg Buchanan at the harp, and the song entitled Glorious Morning.
Thank you.
became the virgin's babe.
He was led to Pilate's hall, and he died to save us all.
To lift us from with his presence, the Comforter has come.
The kingdom unfolds in his plan, unhindered by quarrels of men.
His church upheld.
Earlier in our program, we shared with you Psalm 19, and the last verse of that psalm says, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Also in Psalm 119, verse 97, it says, "Oh, how I love your law! I meditate on it day and night." I'd like to share some thoughts today about meditating on God's Word. Taken from Dr. Charles Stanley's book, A Touch of His Peace, Meditations on Experiencing the Peace of God, published by Zondervan Corporation. Peace and quiet. They go together, don't they? This is why consistent, quiet times alone with God are so indispensable to experiencing the abiding peace of Christ. Yet I must confess that these times of fellowship with the Lord are occasionally dry and uneventful. Maybe you found that out too. Out of a desire to see God work more effectively and personally in my life, has come a discovery that has enlivened my quiet times and made them more rewarding than ever. I hope you begin your quiet time each day with the reading of Scripture. There really is no other way to know God than through the revelation of His Word by the illumination of the Holy Spirit. If Scripture is not the centerpiece of your quiet time, then it will not impart the supernatural life that every Word of God contains. After reading His Word, you can come to know Christ intimately. Yet you thirst for something more, something deeper. Well, Dr. Charles Stanley says that he has come to realize that his thirst is quenched as he spends time meditating on the Word of God. You see, meditation is not mystical. Rather, it is the extremely practical and nourishing exercise of pondering and thinking on what God is saying through His Word. It is the art of asking questions of the Scriptures, and then of yourself, and then discovering how the truth examined can be applied to your life and to the particular problems that you may face. Until you give your quiet time the added dimension of meditation, you will never receive its rich fullness. Now, how can you do that? Well, first, read the Scriptures. Then meditate on those portions or verses that God seemed to highlight. You may want to turn and look at other Scriptures that address the same subject. But chiefly, think carefully and soberly about what the passage says about God and about your response. Now, this takes time, but this is the best investment of time that I know. Then, after reading and meditating on the Scriptures, turn to the Lord in prayer. You will be amazed at how much you have to pray about. Your time of meditation is like a greenhouse for prayer. Prayer becomes a sweet release. It is purposeful and directly connected to what God is saying to you through His Word. If you read but don't meditate, your prayer life will be shallow. If you read and meditate but don't pray, you don't have the pleasure of talking with your Savior and the joy of seeing specific requests answered. So read, meditate, and then pray. This is the threefold cord that will make your quiet times with Christ more productive and more powerful than you can ever imagine. And the peace of God that comes from personal encounters with Him will abound in your life. Meditate on God's Word regularly. It is the still waters and the green pastures to your soul. Lord, help me to be still and know that You are God. Settle me down so that when I do read Your Word, I can spend time poring over its rich meaning and meditating on its truth and seeking to apply it to my circumstances. I trust that my quiet times with You, Lord, will become even more special and bring me great peace as I learn more of You.
Yes.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full into his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. That was Sandy Patty, a medley of songs, Sweet Hour of Prayer, I Need Thee Every Hour, Just As I Am, and Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Thank you for your letters. Thank you for your financial help of this radio ministry. And remember, when you write and send a gift this month to Call to Worship, I'm going to be sending out to you a wonderful booklet by Dr. David Jeremiah called A Minute a Day, Instant Inspiration for the Busy Life. It's my gift to you because of your faithful support of Call to Worship. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070, that's 2070, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together on A Call to Worship with the Don Marr Singers and their song entitled, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord.